On this slide, we'll discuss some potential sources of error, which could cause an inverted or low amplitude QRS. Some examples of this could be ECG lead selection, bad cables, could be user technique, which would be placing leads in the wrong direction for the ECG. There also could be certain clinical situations, such as bundle branch block, dextrocardia, poor R-wave progression, poisoning with sodium channel blocking agents, WPW, and potentially pacemakers. Most of the potential user technique errors have a minimal impact on FFR, but may significantly impact IFR calculations. The most important thing to take away from this is, again, having a positive R-wave or QRS complex and having that being the greatest amplitude signal on your ECG tracing.